The future of the Army Commission created a lot of buzz with its release of its final report, but now that experts have digested it, they aren't too excited. Concerns focus around a compliance in reducing the active duty force to 450,000 and making watered-down recommendations. Federal News Radio reporter Scott Massioni spoke with a number of policy analysts about what the commission did right and what it did not do right.
The National Commission on the Future of the Army was given the task of defining what the Army will look like over the next few decades. When Congress assigned that duty to the commission, many anxiously awaited for the recommendations from the commission. The commission's report was officially released on January 28th, but now that experts have had time to digest it, they feel the commission missed its mark. Here's Vice President at the Lexington Institute, Dan Gouret.
They had the opportunity of a generation, lifetime's a little too long, opportunity of a generation, to define not only why you have an army, but what you want it to do, and therefore what it has to look like, and on basis of that, you know, how you then put together the parts of the total force, and they didn't do it. And, you know, as I say, you got 63 recommendations, I don't know how many of which, 90% of which could have been done without a commission, you know, without all the expense and all the rest. And they spent all this time on analysis. They talk about, you know, analysis and visits and all the rest. And if you go look at them, most of them are small beer. For example, they don't really address the fact that the Army modernization isn't just a problem. It's busted. You know, they don't even say in the modernization section, there is not one major Army modernization program. Okay, we got nothing. What do they focus on? CBRNE, short-range air defense, and watercraft, for God's sake.
Congress asked the commission to come up with recommendations on how the Army should best organize and employ a total force in a time of declining resources. But experts say those recommendations are lackluster. One of the most contentious subjects is the issue of the size of the active duty Army. The Defense Department stated in its quadrennial defense review that the active duty force should decrease from 490,000 troops to 450,000 by 2018. Since then, a number of military leaders and the current nominee for Army Secretary have said reducing the force may be a bad idea. A number of experts say they're disappointed the commission didn't take the chance to recommend a larger force. The commission recommends the active force does not go any lower than 250,000, but doesn't say specifically that it should be any higher. And that is what has experts worried. Here's Justin Johnson, a senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation.
I think that's the biggest problem with this commission is that it seems to okay an army of 450,000 active duty soldiers, a level that senior army leaders have testified is too low to meet our national needs. It's a level that's below what bipartisan commissions have recommended. And it's a level that's in addition to being well below what we had on 9/11, which we had to grow to deal with the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq, it's below what we need today. Our army is already stretched thin, and to kind of okay, get, you know, for the commission to essentially give its blessing to a smaller army is disappointing.
Jim Thomas, the vice president of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, seems to agree. He told Federal News Radio the force size recommendation was surprising, considering, in his opinion, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. The commission says it was tasked with making recommendations for an army that is in a strained fiscal environment, which involves a smaller size. Here's vice chair of the Future of the Army Commission, Thomas Lamont.
We were given specific parameters in our authorization. Look at anticipated future resources and current resources versus an acceptable risk. Yeah, we're worried. But given the resources we have, we don't see those numbers going up. We don't have the money to raise, to increase the numbers of our soldiers, given the resources that we have. So looking at the risk and the shortfalls we have now, we are concerned. But if that, and we, you mentioned a 450 force, I'd almost prefer to talk in terms of a 980 force, 450 in the active component, 335 in the guard, 195 in the reserves. That 980 force, we believe is sufficient if it's properly resourced. And by that I mean trained and ready and equipped. We think we can do the job within acceptable risk. But as the strategic environment starts to shift, then, and I think Mr. Fanning is looking at that as well, we would concur that we might have to make some changes as that strategic environment changes.
The force size isn't all that the experts were concerned about. In general, analysts like Johnson and Gray say the recommendations were just dull. When the commission was given its tasks, the questions posed opened some philosophical questions about the Army as a whole. Despite making 63 recommendations, experts say even the progressive steps seem timid. Mark Kanchin, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says one of the main focuses of the commission's report was creating a total force. That means integrating the regular Army, the Army Reserve, and the National Guard. By integrating the three components, the Army can better train the Reserve and National Guard by putting them with regular troops. Better trained soldiers in the Reserves and Guard can take some of the burden off active duty troops. The Commission recommended what are called multi-component units, or MCUs, which put soldiers from all three components together. Kanchin says even that recommendation lacked pizzazz in some people's eyes.
The Commission talked about that at some length. And proposed sort of a step in that in the direction of more multi-compo units, but it did not make a very bold step. The Army's experience with these kind of units is very mixed. Now, the Air Force and the Marine Corps do a lot of multi-compo units, and as a result, have been very, very successful in integrating active and reserve. So there's been some criticism that the commission took a good step, but didn't go far enough.
Whether the Commission's recommendations will actually be used is up for debate. The Army and the Defense Department both say they're looking into the Commission's recommendations, but some analysts think the timing is off. Most analysts agreed there's just too much going on to get anything done this year. As for next year, there will be a whole new presidential administration, which will have a new set of priorities and a new defense secretary. It might be easy for the report to get swept up under the rug. Experts like Kanchin and Johnson say it's likely at least some of the recommendations will make it. They say some recommendations are just common sense or best practices, basically things the Army needs to do to continue into the future. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.